If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
DJ and Jamie.
Let's get to this whole deal. Who is this, a friend of yours?
Yeah, my friend Sarah. You guys. Okay. Oh, my God. Okay, so my friend Sarah has three kids and a husband. And so they're right now in Montana visiting her mother-in-law and husband, right?
Going to be there for a week.
Oh, they've been there for a couple days already. They're having a time of their life.
Yep.
Even Kylie said, go to a hotel. My God.
I think I would.
Dang.
So they walk in and all the furniture is covered in sheets and towels. Everything.
How old are the kids?
So let's see here. So,
they're young, aren't they?
No. No, they're like 12, 15, and 17.
Okay. Yeah. I'm thinking of the triplets.
Oh, yeah. They're young.
Yeah, that's young. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Different family. Okay,
so
got
the
you.
Oldest, the youngest is 12.
All right.
So
12? That's the youngest?
Uh-huh.
Wow. I was expecting all right. A lot younger.
It changes the whole story for me.
Doesn't it? That's the thing.
Yeah. It changes the whole story for me. Because I pictured the triplets family.
Right.
That's a different family. And they've got, 4-year-olds and three of them. And they're all sticky and drooling and,
Right.
Picking their nose.
Yeah. And candy.
These are teenagers.
Yeah. These are full-blown teenagers. And the youngest is a girl. So she's very aware, very aware, like. Keeping clean and stuff. Anyway, so they walk in, everything covered in sheets and towels, and Sarah's literally like, she took a picture. I just showed you guys.
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't even know what to say.
Look, if they're covered in sheets and plastic, in my mind, I would think, well, maybe she does this all the time.
Yeah.
But the towels tells you that it was done just because they're coming to town.
The towels
there's
is weird.
There's no plastic. It's just sheets.
It's towels.
And towels. Yeah.
Towels tells you. You don't leave towels for a period of time. That's a brief encounter with a very sloppy family coming to town. In your mind. Right.
And their house is, by the way, their house that they live in is gorgeous and completely pristine.
Oh, man.
So they're not dirty people at all.
How insulting.
But just have towels all over the couch.
How insulting.
I don't even know, what should I say something? And I was like, do not have wine. Because I know Sarah. And if
it'll come out.
Yeah, it'll come out like, do you think we're dirty or something?
Then she spills the wine.
Exactly.
That's another problem.
So I just sent it to my friend Jolie. And I go, who does this remind you of? And she immediately wrote back, my mom. Because Jolie and her family, every time they go back to Southern Illinois, Myrna, their mom, makes them all take showers before they go to bed. Every single night, everybody has to take a shower. Her kids, her husband, everybody. And her husband doesn't even go back anymore. He's so angry about it. And so they all have to take showers because she doesn't want to get the mattress soiled.
Wow.
Yeah. She wants the mattress has to stay... Stay perfect, and dirty bodies make dirty mattresses.
That's wild.
Can you imagine making people... How would I look at you and go, hey, you're staying at my house. You need to take a shower before you get in my guest bedroom.
Yeah, that's a little over the top.
Now,
my wife makes Frog take a shower every night before he gets into bed. Okay, but that's just to teach him, that...
Hygiene.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you don't demand a family that's visiting...
That's visiting.
That they have to take a shower before they go to bed.
Well, then, do you want to hear something crazy?
Yeah.
Okay, so I was at the water cooler. And I said, I was showing Carson the pictures, right? Yeah. And I go, oh, my God. And I said, I bet you do that. And guess what? He covers everything in blankets when the family comes to visit.
Listen.
I believe it. Mainly on couches.
Last time they came and they stayed with us.
Did they say
the whole thing of Dr. Pepper right on the cushion? And it was such a pain. So we can strip the cushions off, but it's such a pain. If you've ever washed couch cushion covers, they're such a pain.
Look, did they notice it?
Oh, yeah.
The blankets? Well, no.
Did they notice that you'd covered things since the last visit?
No, but I do it like incognito kind of way.
There's no incognito of blankets on that.
No. I just, it looks like we just love blankets at our house. Especially on the couch. We love blankets.
We love blankets. And this just grew on us since your last visit.
Yeah, since your last visit.
We started loving blankets.
We fell in love with the blankets.
We love blankets. I've heard it all.
Oh, Lord.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Happy Wednesday.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.